It's not what you think. Henry spun his gin and tonic on the surface of the table. And what do we think? That I took advantage of her. I glanced at the bear. 63-year-old captain of industry, and a 16-year-old girl from the res. I have to admit, that's what I was thinking. Is that what you were thinking? It crossed my mind. We both looked at him. Are you aware of the laws concerning statutory rape in the state of Montana? The Cheyenne Nation interrupted. Is that the course we are going to take? I thought we would just get two shovels and tell his wife. As I recall, she's got a temper. Now hold on here, fellows. He slumped back in the booth. What is it you want?
The truth.
Money would be easier. I stared at him, and his eyes dropped to the table. She was a lonely girl, and I was just trying to help.
By impregnating her?
Digger looked at Henry, with his mouth hanging open, and then looked at me. Good God, is there anything you don't know?
Yep. Why?
He started to speak, but then stopped and started again. It was just one of those things that happened.
Like the cook back there?
He folded his arms and said nothing for a few moments. I know what you think of me.
Henry smiled. No, I do not think you do.
Was she dating your son at the time?
That's how it all started.
His eyes pleading. She and Harley had a fight at one of those damn ball games, and I drove her home. I didn't mean for anything to happen, but it did.
Like with the cook?
Damn it, would you two lay off with Barbara? I was just fooling around with her. Heck, she wouldn't know what to do if I didn't come on to her.
He sighed.
Jeannie was like a daughter to me. I mean, after the thing happened.
Henry leaned against the wall, placing an elbow on the table and propping his chin up with a very large fist.
You mean after you had sex with her?
The air went out of Digger.
Yeah. She was having a rough time with a lot of things, and afterward we'd just talk on the phone. That's all, just talk.
What was she having trouble with?
He glanced at me, but said nothing. You realize this puts an entirely different role for you in Jeannie's disappearance. Now, wait just a minute.
As near as I can tell from the information I got from Billings and from Jeannie's diary,
he leaned forward. Diary? He hissed. A diary, for Christ's sake.
A little black book, actually.
He yanked his expensive hat off and threw it on the seat beside him. What, are they going to publish it in the U.S. News and World Report?
If you don't start telling us everything you know, and I mean everything, then you're going to be talking to somebody else in a more official capacity.
I want you to take a moment and think about how the timbre of this conversation might change if Tribal Police Chief Lolo Long were here questioning you.
His eyes widened a bit, and he cleared his throat.
What, or more important, who was Jeannie having trouble with? Her father and mother were a constant source of problems, especially her father, who had these friends of his from prison. Pete Schiller, one of them?
Yeah, big, scary-looking fucker.
He's on our radar. Who else?
A fellow by the name of Artie Smallsong.
Henry and I looked at each other.
You've heard of him?
We have, but what does he have to do with Jeannie?
Spooky son of a bitch. He was peddling some kind of wilderness religion, and she went to a meeting and started getting together with him every once in a while. She got kind of strange after that.
Strange in what way?
Just talking about how there wasn't any reason for anything and that nothing meant anything.
Funny. Artie never struck me as the religious type.
The bear leaned in. This religion. What was it called?
I don't remember. It was in Cheyenne.
The Eva Oseomus?
Say, yeah, that's it.
Wainwright rubbed his face with his hands and collapsed into the red pleather seat.
Look, are you sure I can't just pay you two off?